I guess kind of like what I said with the three EPs, those were all tracks. And that's something that I've loved and always been interested in. I DJ a lot. I was thinking of a lot of sort of my favorite 70s art rock records, like Maggot Brain by Funkadelic, a lot of the Berlin era Bowie, a lot of Roxy Music, middle period, even like Sly and the Family Stone, Stand. That's a record where there's like a weird 13-minute kind of spoken word funk jam in it. Like, it's not just songs. And so I really, with the record, I wanted there to be a sense that sort of anything could happen. I didn't want it to be a producer record. I didn't want it to be a solo record. I didn't want it to be a band record. But I wanted something that at different points sounded like all three things. So for me, it just felt kind of natural. I like the idea of having concise, well-written pop songs, then all of a sudden having a 7-minute techno instrumental where there's not a human voice. It makes it a little bit more interesting for me. And I think a lot of my favorite records are kind of similar in that way.